once familiar is now unrecognizable. The face I see in the mirror is a stranger. The island changed me. I've been stranded here for 5 years. I've dreamt of my rescue every cold black night since then. I've had only one thought, one goal. Survive and one day return. Yeah, you can be the greatest,
you can be the best. Especially with me. Hey now. Hank Aaron. As always, guys, make sure you subscribe to Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to all the podcasts, social media, and like us on Facebook and Twitter at KingWakanda2.0.com. And here's your host, King Steven. Oh, welcome back to the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. I am your host, King Steven. And before we talk about this weekend, I want to talk about what's going on right now. So I got a phone call from an old friend of mine that I used to work with from the peeps. Basically, just told me this, that he wanted to commit suicide. That's right, folks. He wanted to commit suicide. So I didn't rush. After explaining it to my brother, I basically decided to just head on over. I was on my way. It's on 21st in college. Luckily, when I got there, he was all right. Besides, he was on the roof. Man, it was crazy. And when I got there, he wasn't himself. He was high on both ends. Marijuana and also crack. Be like, where the hell did you get that? He got it from a homeless person off the streets. Oh, man. And this is the same cat that was trying to get me to come back. Yeah, to come back to the peeps. I can't believe that he tried to commit suicide. He was about to jump to like to stop him. I don't understand this. I found out that the reason he was so high and wanted to kill himself is because a Karen has been harassing him at his building and also at his job for no reason. I'm getting real sick and tired of these Karens trying to start shit for no reason. Now, I don't know who you are, but I will say this. The Lord will get you for this. For harassing my friend and almost trying to kill himself. Y'all to be ashamed of y'all still driving people to do that. Every single Karen has a reason to be locked up right now. Thank God his brother was there. Otherwise, it would have gotten worse. With all the drugs, you know, they're gonna basically detox him real quick. Hopefully, he'll live through the night. If he doesn't, it'll be too late. He would have died. I just don't understand people. Why would somebody do this? Why would somebody want to drive a good man who served his community by opening up his restaurant? I don't know what to think right now. I really don't. The good news is everything that his doctor told us. Sorry, folks, just tired. I'm just gonna basically say this. These Karens are starting to piss me off right now. And now they want to drive a friend of mine into the grave by committing suicide? Say this, whoever this Karen is, mark my words, we're gonna find you and we're gonna bring you to justice. And that's all I'm gonna say. Right. Stephen, signing off.